down and in a little bit.
About types of fences you had here and how the land was fenced, that sort of thing. Can you tell me about that?
Pipe protection? What did you say?
No, do you remember, was land mostly how it was fenced then, or did you have most of the land fenced, or was it open range?
To mention, we put a fence around it. We fenced this land. Mm-hmm. You take on my brother's place, I tell him, where my father's living. I put up and fenced lots of land over there.
Yes. You should have come along when they were writing that book for Randolph County and wrote the history up about coal. Because it used to be on the map, and we found out that now it could be much worse.
Yes, ma'am.
You take way back, y'all, Mr. Henry Hartsfield, an elderly man. He worked at Hammer Grease Company, and he had one daughter, and Margie used to teach school here in Coleman. And really, I think she taught, I know she taught Colonel Joe, Colonel Yale, and my brother-in-law, and I believe she told Martin. Well, Margie,
what was the first school you went to, like?
Valula, out there, close to where my brother plays from where I lived out home.
Mm-hmm.
I started school there when I was a little boy, and I finished school there by George.
What grade?
They taught 10th grade. Jonesville, South Carolina is where that girl lives at.
Yes.
And she contributes four $25 checks to Coleman Methodist Church a year. And
is that you belong to the what?
Coleman Methodist Church down here.
Yeah.
And we don't have but six active members in that church.
Six?
And
y'all come down to Western Chapel with us.
And people that used to live here, Mrs. H.C. Dozier.
Yes, sir.
Her husband, Mr. H.C. Dozier, was a depot agent.
Right.
And all of her children were born in Coleman.
Yes.
And she has two daughters that's living with her now, Hilda and Frances. And Hilda's husband, a car fell on him, he was working on it, and killed him. And Frances, she retired. She used to work at Fort Benning, I believe. And she's not married now. And they live with their mother. And every now and then, I have time, I go by Dalton to see them. And they contribute so much a year to Coleman Methodist Church. But Mrs. Phil Fillingham was raised here. And she was Eva Banks and married Phil Fillingham. Well, they were in the stove business and cut for a long time, and she was left well-fixed. And she contributed so much a year to our church. And Dr. son, he sends me a donation each year.
Yes.